What happens when fish advisories threaten a traditional way of life? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Government agencies issue fish advisories to recommend limits on how much fish we eat from the Great Lakes and Michigan lakes and streams. That's because of toxic chemicals that build up in fish. But indigenous communities in the Great Lakes face a difficult choice between avoiding chemicals and eating the way they have for generations. Research has found toxic exposure for Great Lakes tribes from fish consumption is 2 to 13 times the national average. Michigan Radio's Kay LaFond reports.
Buju. Gidukapiju, Nindajinakas, Ajijak, Dodem, Wikwedong, and Dojiban.
This is Jerry Jandro. He's speaking in Ojibwe Moan. He tells me his name and that he's Crane Clan. He's a member of the Keweenaw Bay Indian community. It's on Lake Superior in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. We're at a restaurant called The Hilltop in the nearby village of Lance. He tells me fish are inseparable from Ojibwe culture.
We have a lunar calendar that talks about the different times of the year when we're harvesting foods and when different things are going on. One of the things that we've done for a very long time is fish.
Fish is a main source of food for the tribe, and they depend on commercial fishing for some of their income. Back in 1842, a group of Ojibwe tribes signed the first Treaty of La Pointe. The treaty guaranteed them rights to hunt, fish, and gather on land they ceded to the U.S. government. But for decades, they were ticketed and arrested by the state of Michigan for doing those things. In 1965, tribal leaders from Keweenaw Bay decided they would challenge their next penalty. Then, Jandro's grandfather, Boise Jandro, was arrested with 4 out-of-season trout.
They were going to try to confiscate those fish, but those fish were, they were going to be feeding a hungry family.
Jandro's grandfather fought the case and won. The Michigan Supreme Court reaffirmed the treaty rights. But around the same time, an invisible problem emerged. Toxic contamination of fish by chemicals like mercury and polychlorinated biphenyls. These chemicals can travel long distances and stick around for decades. Small amounts can build up in fish high on the food web. In 1971, the same year as the tribal court victory, the state of Michigan issued its first fish advisory. Jandro says some tribal members still have a hard time believing the advisories, and research in the community confirms this.
There's some people that feel like once we won that court case and that we were able to continue our way of life, this was just another method of the U.S. government to try to dictate what we do in our harvesting.
Jandro's partner recently gave birth to their daughter. Fish advisories are most strict for pregnant and nursing women, and he says they do limit how much fish they eat.
I think that probably hurts the most when your baby is growing and you can't feed them the foods that our ancestors have been eating for a very long time, and your baby's not getting those benefits from those foods.
Another one of their daughters has allergies to beef, dairy, eggs, and wheat. Jerry's partner, Katie Butterfield, tells me that's all the more reason to feed her traditional foods until it becomes dangerous.
We live on this lake, and our fish comes in every day, and my daughter hits her fish capacity by day 2. She's past what she should be eating and consuming. And the question always comes, like, what happens for the rest of the other 5 days of the week?
Jandro and Butterfield say they'd eat fish almost daily if they could. But they want people to understand this isn't just an Ojibwe issue. They say making fish safer to eat benefits everybody. For the Environment Report, I'm Kay LaFond.
On Thursday, we'll hear why some people say handing out fish advisories to tribes is the wrong approach. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.